item 13, report and possible discussion on Brazos Water Master Program presentation by Aaron Abel, Water Services Manager.
Aaron, let me take this from you if you don't mind. At the last board meeting, I believe it was Director Savage that asked a question about the Water Master and if we could get an update, and that was just a wonderful idea. And we reached out to the Water Master herself, Ms. Molly Moeller, and she's going to talk with you just a little bit and tell you about the program. But first of all, I want to just tell you a little bit about Molly. She is the Water Master for the Brazos Water Master Program, which began full operation in June 1 of 2015. She began her career with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality at the inception of the Concho Water Master Program in 2005. Molly received her bachelor's degree in accounting from San Angelo State University and a master's degree from University of Phoenix in management. So, Ms. Moeller, we really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you. Can y'all all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
So the Water Master programs ensure compliance and monitoring stream flows, reservoir levels, water use, and coordinating diversions. When notified of an intent to divert a specific amount of water at a specific time, a Water Master may authorize and record the diversion if water is available, and if diversion does not exceed the water right annual authorized appropriation of water. Currently, there are four Water Master programs in the state, which were created by various methods. The Rio Grande program was established by a court action. The South Texas program was established in response to a declared water division. The Concho River program was established by both a petition of 25 water right holders who successfully proved at the hearing that their water rights were being threatened and that legislative action in House Bill and approved by legislative action in House Bill 2815 passed in regular session at the 79th legislature in 2005. The Brazos program was established by a petition and subsequent order issued by TCEQ commissioners on April 21st, 2014. Water Master programs are self-funded. Any water right within the jurisdiction of the program is required to pay an annual assessment. The assessments include a base fee of $50 per account, plus a use fee based on the type of use and amount of water authorized on the certificate of adjudication or a water use report, water use permit, excuse me. Fees are assessed whether or not the water is used during the year. Water Master programs enforce water rights according to the prior appropriation doctrine, which essentially is first in time, first in right. With offices throughout the basin, the Brazos Water Master Program is able to respond to issues quickly. During drought times, the program is able to assist all water right holders and, if needed, ensure water is passed through reservoirs for senior water rights. Water Master deputies conduct regular inspections. If a water right holder doesn't comply with a water right or the rules, the Water Master may prevent the owner from diverting, taking, storing, or distributing water until the issue is corrected. The Water Master may pursue appropriate enforcement action when there is a violation of or failure to comply with statutes in Texas Water Code and rules in Texas Administrative Code, the terms of a water right, authorization, or orders issued by the Commission or Water Master. This could include a notice of violation, notice of enforcement, or field citation. Both the notice of enforcement and field citation could result in monetary penalties. So how was the Brazos Water Master Program established? In January 2013, water right holders petitioned TCEQ requesting the appointment of a water master. In February 2013, TCEQ commissioners referred the petition to the State Office of Administrative Hearings, and in late 2013, the judge's recommendation was for a water master program. In April of 2014, TCEQ commissioners evaluated the Brazos Basin and directed the executive director to appoint a water master over the middle and lower basin. The Brazos Water Master Program was implemented in June 1st, 2015. The program begins at Lake Possum Kingdom, including the lake down to the Gulf at Freeport, and encompasses 41 counties in Central and East Texas. The program started with 7 full-time employees, the water master, administrative assistant, and 5 deputies. Originally, there were 2 deputies in the Stephenville office, 2 in the Waco office, and 1 in Angleton. We found that the Central Basin was not getting enough coverage due to the time it took to drive to that area. So we reorganized our deputies, moving 1 from Stephenville to a field office in College Station. After a little while, we quickly realized that we needed additional full-time employees to cover the scope of the program. We received 3 additional full-time positions for the program, which included an assistant water master, an additional administrative assistant, and another deputy. Today, there are 6 deputies scattered across the basin. They oversee a constantly changing, dynamic surface water system of rivers and tributaries that allow diversions as water is available and as it passes individual diversion points. Currently, 1 of our administrative assistant positions is vacant. We are evaluating the need to reclassify this position to 1 of a technical nature. Each water master program is funded by accounts held separate by the agency's fiscal division. Every biennium, meaning every two fiscal years from September 1st to August 31st, the Texas legislature establishes appropriations for all state programs, including the water master programs. These appropriations give permission to spend funds for expenses incurred during the fiscal year. Early each spring, each water master program must estimate the amount of revenue needed to pay the expenses of the program for the upcoming year. These amounts are based on historical expenses and anticipated needs and are itemized to correspond with TCEQ's budget categories. The fiscal year budget is then completed to estimate the amount of assessments each water right holder will be required to pay. This was last year's proposed budget submitted to the Water Master Advisory Committee, as well as in the lower left-hand side, BRA's assessment for the last 4 years. Each water master program has a water master advisory committee who must meet every July to review the proposed budget before it is submitted to the commission in August for approval. Brazos Water Master Program assessments, which are mailed in late October, are based on a 98.5% collection rate, and any fees collected in excess of the operational needs goes into a fund balance. The fund balance maintains a 6-month operating balance and is used at the beginning of the fiscal year until assessments are collected. Texas Water Code and Texas Administrative Code provide guidance on who are required to pay an assessment and how the assessment accounts are set up, as well as the specific breakdown of the fee structure. Assessment rates are determined by using this formula in section 304.62. Also stated, water may not be diverted, taken, stored, transported, or used by any diverter while the assessment is in delinquent status. Water Master Advisory Committees support each Water Master program, providing recommendations to the Water Master on water administration and distribution activities that would benefit water right holders, reviewing and providing input to the Executive Director on the proposed budget of the Water Master operations, and providing assistance as requested by the Water Master program or water right holders. The Brazos Water Master Advisory Committee consists of 13 members from BRA, Gulf Coast Water Authority, Dow Chemical, NRG Power, Alcoa, Luminant Power, City of Waco, City of Temple, Somerville County Water District, Palo Pinto Municipal Water District Number 1, as well as 3 irrigators scattered across the basin. Title 30 of Texas Administrative Code 304.13 requires diverters to have measuring devices installed prior to diverting water. This is true for water right holders as well as Brazos River Authority customers. Once the measuring device is installed, then the diverter must call our office to schedule a time for a deputy to certify the meter. Once the measuring device is certified, then they can request a diversion. Water right holders must contact our office at least 24 hours in advance and must get approval before starting a diversion. Communication is key during a diversion period to report any changes to the Declaration of Intent to Divert, or DOI. Once the diversion period is complete, a pump operation report is mailed or emailed to the diverter and must be signed and returned to our office within 7 days of receipt to validate the diversion. Brazos Water Master Program staff perform stream flow measurements to ensure USGS gauges are reporting correctly, also on water courses that don't have gauging stations. Some water rights within our basin require diverters to install stream flow markers. As stated in the special conditions, we assist them in the installation of these markers. We have several interesting sites in our basin. This is one of the pictures from Lake Leon's Morning Glory outflow in Eastland County. This is taken on Fort Hood. We followed the City of Gatesville water operator to their diversion point and plant. And on our way back, soldiers were in the process of a training exercise. We were required to wait until the exercise was completed, which was about 30 minutes. Log jams are inevitable, especially on water courses like the Leon River upstream of Lake Belton. The Leon River is very windy and can cause logs to accumulate. TCEQ, on its own motion or written request from a commissioner's court, shall investigate the natural obstruction. On completion of the investigation, if the commission determines that the obstruction is creating a hazard or is having other detrimental effect on the navigable stream, the commission shall initiate action to remove the obstruction with or without assistance from other federal and state agencies. When the Water Master Program was first implemented, there was resistance, but nearly 6 years under our belt, we have changed the minds of some of those resisting. Our goal is always to allow each water right holder to utilize as much water as possible while staying within the confines of their water right. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to present a general overview of the Brazos Water Master Program to you today. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Molly. I believe Director Savage, I saw your hand up.
I just wanted to say thank you. I was the one who asked for the presentation, and You know, I actually grew up along the Concho River in San Angelo, so I know how precious water is out there too. But thank you. This was very, very helpful in understanding the role, and it's kind of unique. It doesn't, you know, not every watershed has them, so I appreciate it very much.
No problem at all.
I don't see any other hands raised. Molly, thank you again for coming out and giving us this presentation. It's very helpful to keep us reminded as to what this process is. Thank you.
Thank you.